tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special AfterBuzz TV Tough Enough Edition. I'm Christian Rosenberg. Follow me on Twitter at Rue Rosenberg, and you can watch us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the YouTube AfterBuzz page, and of course, download on the iTunes and SoundCloud. Joining me right now, we spent 10 weeks watching them. We had over 11,000 entrants, and these two made it all the way to the grand finale of Tough Enough. Amanda and Zizi are hanging out with me this morning. How are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, buddy.
Doing
so nice to be here.
Thank you guys so much for, you know, taking the time to chat with me this morning. First thing I want to know.
Thanks for having us.
First thing I want to know, how sore do you guys feel from your match last night?
Whew, definitely took a couple bumps. I'm feeling it. My jaw is definitely feeling pretty great this morning because I got clotheslined and I'm definitely a little sore, not gonna lie.
Tell you what, man, you don't really realize how sore you are until you wake up in a hotel bed.
Yeah, Zizi, I want to ask you, because you actually took a Cesaro swing. How dizzy did you feel after that?
Well, man, I tell you, you can either focus on Cesaro, you can look at the ceiling, whatever you want. There's no possible way that you could just, not be dizzy. You have to. How I felt like my stomach was in my throat, and my throat was where my stomach was. It's crazy what that does to
you. You are the best at these, you have so many words of wisdom, Zizi. Where did you get all this stuff?
Well, I tell you what, everything that I say, it has a meaning to me because when I came up with it, that day either had a small child or it was an important part of my life. So it's not something that I sat down and memorized. It's something that really comes from my heart.
Gotcha. And now let me ask you guys, obviously, it's kind of settling at this point. Unfortunately, you guys ended up falling just short, got all the way to the finale. But what does it feel like? When the cameras were off last night, how were the judges and coaches, what were they saying to you guys? What type of advice were they giving you guys?
Well, I mean, the Miz is always so positive about coming back after Tough Enough because, after all, he is the person that came back after Tough Enough, him and Ryback and a bunch of others, that really made a big success out of himself. And, I mean, the coaches said that, how proud you were of us and what we did right and all kind of, I mean, it was unforgettable words.
Yeah, honestly, for me, it was kind of crazy because, I was obviously a little disappointed, but, I wasn't discouraged because, this isn't the end for me. And just like, Zizi just mentioned about the Miz. And for me, having the coaches kind of all side and say that, I should have won. This is a popularity contest as well. So having them by my side, the judges, everyone, it was reassuring to me that I was okay, well, I know I gave it my all and I wouldn't go back and change anything. But, at the end of the day, I had to play this character. I got kind of forced into it, not really knowing that I was going to do this, and it could have hurt me a little bit, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't go back and change anything. So it was nice to hear it from the coaches, and they were such a, even Chris Jericho was such a great help throughout this whole journey.
Were you guys sad to leave the barracks?
Yeah, it was weird. Some of us were more sad than others. Zizi couldn't wait to get out of there.
Why? Why, Zizi? I want to know why he didn't. He couldn't wait to get out of there.
Well, here's what. The barracks was a great place. Don't get me wrong. I loved it, cuddling with everybody, and I especially loved the part where it would freeze at night, where you could hang meat from the ceiling, but during the day you could bake a turkey on the counter. It was crazy. That's just some adversity that we had to overcome. But I tell you what, I'm not going to miss it because when you hang out with the same people, for 2 months, 2.5 months, And then week by week, one person that you've grown to know and almost love gets eliminated. It's nice, but it's a bad feeling. Because you're going towards this ultimate goal, but like you got to go through all these things. And losing people that you care about, like you make a bond with, is hard, man. Plus, it was like spending a week at the camp. You know, it's one room with a bunch of beds, which is great for like 2 or 3 days, but not 2 or 3 weeks, man. That's horrible.
Did you guys get to take anything home from the barracks?
Wisdom.
Yeah, no, we actually, I thought about it too when we were leaving. I'm like, I want a souvenir or something to remember this place, you know, but it was bittersweet. Honestly, I'm going to miss it definitely because I think that it was really nice to see all of us, like, you know, all of us strangers be together for 10 weeks and live together and develop, like, really close bonds and relationships and also, like, you know, realizing that, like, wow, like, this is kind of crazy that I could do this. I could live with these strangers and be on my own, sacrifice things away from family. So, but it's also nice to obviously go back home and sleep in, you know, a nice bed and all that. But I'm definitely going to miss it. I think it's going to be, like, reality check when I get back. I'm definitely going to be like, you know, I wish I was in the barracks, you know, waking up to Zizi's face. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people would wish they were in my shoes.
Amanda, let me ask you, because you went on record, you know, especially over these last several weeks of the show, kind of talk about your playing a character, kind of, you know, like kind of playing the role of the villain, but then that's not in real life who you are. And people that I've talked to each week from the show or people that we've had in the studio, they've actually said the same thing, that you're actually off camera one of the, like, the nicest people that was there. So
yeah,
my question to you is, coming out for your match last night, you're playing the villain, the heel on TV, but then you come out and you're not really playing a villain. You were smiling about almost as much as Sarah.
Yeah.
So like
more than her.
Yeah, maybe even more. So why did you go that route instead of playing up the role as the villain, as the heel?
Well, to be honest, you know, at this point in the game, I've been playing this character, but then I wanted to tell people and let the universe know that this isn't me. You know, this is a character. And then going into our match, you know, Foxy kind of plays that heel character. So, you know, we can't have two heels in the match. And honestly, I'm here to win the people over. And I thought it would be best to try playing the face. And, you know, it was a good test for me to see, because in WWE, you know, all the superstars and divas you see their careers, like, you know, Trish Stratus changing from, you know, a face to a heel and vice versa. And, you know, it was kind of a test for me. And the coaches tested me and they thought that I could do it, but I was a little nervous about it because I was like, you know, usually at the live events, like, they like to boo me. And I'm like, you know, I have to change the crowd and make them like me. So it was definitely a challenge. But I felt that I know if I, you know, be me more where I can, like, I'm very confident when I'm playing that villain role because I feel like I'm good at it. But then I can come off and smile and be like, you know, that likable diva, you know, as much as I want. So I knew to keep a smile on my face and still show the character, you know, certain character, but I definitely wanted to play the face because I wanted people to side with me and vote for me.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, I worked, you know, in the independent circuit out here in California for almost 10 years now. I've been a good guy and a villain, and I have so much more fun, and it's so much easier to be a villain.
Villain, right? So yeah. Much more fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hey, Zizi, let me ask you, sir, were you surprised at the results as far as not just necessarily Josh winning last night, but the big difference in percentage with only 30% of the vote that you got? Because you all season were raking in the Twitter vote.
Well, listen, let me ask you a question. What do you think about it?
What do I think about the score?
Yeah. Compared to all season, if my votes were that high and then on this final my votes got to be that low, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little different because there are only two people, not three. So obviously that alters them a little bit. I personally, you know, I wasn't surprised personally that Josh won, but I did expect the vote to be closer.
All right, man. Me neither. I did too. But I will tell you this. At this point, all I can do is put it in God's hands. And, I mean, that's it is what it is, man. I did expect the votes to be a little closer, being that my fan base was so big and I had all kind of baby kids and, like, a lot of people liked me for who I was. But I didn't expect that much of a difference because of that reason. I mean, you never know, man. It just goes to show you.
And let me ask you also, obviously, it's been consistent throughout the season, them talking about your cardio, your work ethic. What do you think that you can do differently to help with that? Because, again, you, like Miz was saying last night, no doubt about it, you have the charisma. You're a great talker. The fans love you. What can you do to help just the physical aspect that you haven't done yet?
I'll be honest with you. I think I got to give up my lifestyle of back home, family man, you know, making children smile and going on alligators and doing tours and feeding animals. I got to give all of that up, man. I got to live in the gym and become one of these fellas that take a bunch of protein shakes and all kind of stuff and be able to get my cardio up that high. And I'm like, And it's not going to be forever. I'm going to give it up long enough to get my win. And once I have my win, I'm going to be able to incorporate both lifestyles together. But as of now, that's what it's going to take.
Well, now let me ask you guys. I got a couple Twitter questions for you guys from some of our listeners. At Navinix, they wanted to know, asking to both of you, if you guys were to go through this competition all over again, what would you do differently that you think would help you win the competition?
If I were to go through this whole thing again, I don't know, maybe not play the villain. I mean, as much as I say I go back and I wouldn't change anything, because I think it's for the long term, honestly, this is going to be a lot. For the long run, this is in my benefit way more than the short term, because I think this will benefit me because I showed such personality and character, and I think the real people that need to see this will see and will note this, and it'll be good for me. So I don't want to say that I would change the way it happened, but the Miz saving me just because I'm hot, I wish that was kind of changed a little bit, because I, coming into this, my whole thing was, I'm not just a pretty girl, I'm not just a Barbie doll, I wouldn't be here, there's a million pretty girls in the world, and that kind of backfired on me in a way. So that would be one thing that I wish kind of was elaborated on, that, yeah, you're hot, but you also have a lot more to offer. So that could be one thing.
Azizi, what about you?
Well, man, coming into this, I knew that I wasn't going to be physically fit like all the other pro athletes, but my answers and the way that I carried myself had to be outstanding. And I did that, and it got me this far. Can you imagine if I spent a year and got myself in shape and I came back and I did this, how much the outcome would be different?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Because like I said, you got the character. I can see you, I can see you being a Wyatt. Just kind of like with your background and things like that. Like I can see you being a Wyatt. Maybe you just got to grow a beard, but other than that,
man, it takes me 5 weeks to grow peach fuzz. I'm still a baby face, man. I got a baby face. But listen, I will say this: I love the Wyatt family, but I don't know where I'd fit in with them, man. Because Bray Wyatt likes to talk; he's the head of the family, and the other two fellas are just like kind of. They follow him, they branched off, they came back. I like to talk as well. So I love them to death, and I'd love to be a part of them one day. I got to work really, really hard to get there, but.
Well,
I think me and Bray Wyatt would override each other with our ways of talking.
Well, we loved watching you guys all season long. We were very entertained by you guys. Do you have any, last words that you want to say to all your fans? From Tough Enough that would tune into our AfterBuzz.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, all the fans and supporters out there that did vote for me, thank you so much, and thank you for believing in me and being the real diva that I am. And don't worry, you will see me soon. This is not the end. I trust you. You'll see me before you know it. So thank you, everyone. And thanks for having us on here.
My pleasure. ZZ?
Yes, sir. you know what, man? All my baby gators out there, they were behind me. They got me this far. I love each and every one of y'all. And, y'all, I mean, this gator lived to live another day, man. He survived to live another day. Y'all ain't seen the last time he's going to bite somebody.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today to chat with us. I know you're going all around the media circuit today. Best of luck to you guys. I hope to see both of you in an NXT ring soon, and keep going at it, because you guys certainly have it. Once again, everybody, that was Tough Amanda, at Tough Amanda and at Tough ZZ. You can follow them on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg. And for all your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, you can follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Once again, that was Amanda and ZZ. Thank you all so much for tuning in to all the AfterBuzz TV Tough Enough this season. And we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.